Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of the lives of Christopher Chant, the second book in Volume 1 of the Chronicles of Crestomancy, by Diane Wynne Jones, narrated by Gerard Doyle.
Chapter 1. It was years before Christopher told anyone about his dreams. This was because he mostly lived in the nurseries at the top of the big London house, and the nursery maids who looked after him changed every few months. He scarcely saw his parents. When Christopher was small, he was terrified that he would meet Papa out walking in the park one day and not recognise him. He used to kneel down and look through the banisters on the rare days when Papa came home from the city before bedtime, hoping to fix Papa's face in his mind. All he got was a foreshortened view of a figure in a frock coat with a great deal of well-combed black whisker handing a tall black hat to the footman, and then a view of a very neat white parting in black hair as Papa marched rapidly under the stairway and out of sight. Beyond knowing that Papa was taller than most footmen, Christopher knew little else. Some evenings, Mama was on the stairs to meet Papa, blocking Christopher's view with wide silk skirts and a multitude of frills and draperies. "Remind your master," she would say icily to the footman, "that there is a reception in this house tonight, and that he is required, for once in his life, to act as host." Papa, hidden behind Mama's wide clothing, would reply in a deep, gloomy voice, "Tell madam, I have a great deal of work."